This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Tragedy in Evansville, Indiana.
Authorities in Evansville, southern Indiana, say a house exploded, killing three people on Wednesday. The blast damaged several dozen other homes. 11 are described as uninhabitable. The cause of the blast is under investigation.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. There are reports that hundreds of Russian soldiers are refusing to fight in Ukraine and are trying to quit the military. Moscow is said to be trying to recruit new soldiers, including using prisoners to make up for the manpower shortage. His lawyer says former President Trump answered one question before taking the Fifth yesterday in New York's civil investigation into his business dealings. A question about his name.
After arriving at the state attorney general's Manhattan offices, Trump cited the Fifth Amendment in saying he declined to answer questions under oath. The attorney general has said there is significant evidence Trump's company misled lenders and tax authorities about the value of assets like golf courses, which the ex-president denies, calling it a witch hunt. While he's defended himself publicly, legal experts had said answering questions under oath would be risky because anything Trump said could potentially be used in a parallel criminal probe by Manhattan's top prosecutor. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Look at this. Gas is under $4 a gallon for the first time in more than 5 months. The national average for a gallon of regular is $3.99 this morning, says the AAA. Prices have dropped about 15 cents in the past week. There will be a funeral today for Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, who was killed in a head-on highway crash. Congresswoman Walorski was 58. Three other people died in the crash, too. The SUV she was in crossed the median of a highway and hit an oncoming vehicle. This is AP News. Walgreens is pushing back after losing an opioid ruling in court. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
A federal judge has ruled that Walgreens can be held responsible for contributing to San Francisco's opioid crisis for over-dispensing opioids for years without proper oversight and failing to identify and report suspicious orders, which is required by law. The city of San Francisco says the pharmacy chain continually violated what they were required to do under the Federal Controlled Substances Act by failing to track opioid prescriptions and failed to see the many red flags of physicians and others who were dramatically overprescribing. A U.S. district judge has ruled that for 15 years, Walgreens dispensed hundreds of thousands of pills, eventually contributing to the city's hospitals being overwhelmed with opioid patients. Walgreens said it will appeal the ruling, which it said was not supported by facts and law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow gained 535 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.